AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Mayhem in the streets of Brooklyn this morning. A suspect under arrest after a U-Haul swerved onto sidewalks and plowed into scooter riders. Julie Walker has details.
The driver's son, Stephen Soar, tells the AP his father, Wang Soar, has a history of mental illness and had been living in Las Vegas. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says it's not terrorism.
Behind us is a U-Haul truck stopped successfully by the NYPD. Ending a violent rampage through Brooklyn.
Catherine Aranova saw the U-Haul run a red light, hit a delivery worker, and drag him.
He was like bleeding all over. His head was covered with blood. He was like unconscious.
Police say seven people were hit and an officer injured in the rampage. In Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, I'm Julie Walker.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the latest unidentified objects the U.S. has shot down are not
a military threat to anyone on the ground. They do, however, present a risk to civil aviation and potentially an intelligence collection threat.
On Ukraine, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg sees little chance of peace talks.
President Putin is not preparing for peace. He is launching new offensives. So we must continue to provide Ukraine with what it needs to win.
And Moldova's president is alleging a Russian plot to overthrow her country's government. Back in this country, Norman Hall reports research shows a federal law has helped slow the rise of obesity in school children.
The Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010, championed by former First Lady Michelle Obama, was the first national legislation to improve school meals in more than 20 years. It increased the quantity of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains required in school meals. Previous studies have shown weight-related effects of the federal law among children from low-income families. The new study is the first to find lower BMI in kids across all income levels.
This is AP News. Still talking about the Super Bowl, correspondent George Tanner was there and has a report on the disappointed Eagles.
Patrick Mahomes threw three touchdown passes, two in the fourth quarter, as KC bounced back from a 10-point deficit to win their second Super Bowl in 4 years and defeat the Eagles 38-35. The difference, Harrison Butker kicked a 27-yard field goal with 8 seconds left to give the Chiefs the win. Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham disappointed the way the team played down the stretch.
It sucked that we couldn't get off the field or, you know, make a stop, you know, for the offense. Because the offense, you know, put us in position. And, you know, we just got it. They got us in the end, man. And all credit go to Kansas City.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts tied a Super Bowl record with 3 rushing touchdowns. George Tanner, Glendale.
Rihanna starred at halftime and later revealed she is pregnant. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.